Well, it is a word that evokes many emotions in people. It's a derogatory racial remark that has divided people for many years.
And a Jefferson County high school teacher has now received the longest suspension on record for calling a student the N-word. WHAS Lebanon's defender Renee Murphy investigates what happened and why in this story you'll only see on 11.
Valley Traditional High School is in the middle of a racial controversy right now. A teacher used the N-word towards a student. The word is only six letters long, but the impact is far-reaching. And we do want to warn you that some of the language in this story is strong, and it may offend you, it may offend some other people. But since the story is not just about the N-word, it's also about the teacher's intent and definition of the word, we have decided to leave it in the story for you to decide.
And what did he say specifically to you?
Sit down, nigga.
Keyshawn Chambers is a freshman at Valley High School, a Boy Scout, a football player, a member of the ROTC, an honor roll student. He was hanging around his teacher's classroom door in December. The teacher told him to sit down, and the teacher says that Keyshawn used the N-word first.
And I just kind of was stunned a second. Well, then get away from the door, nigga. And I repeated the same insult because that's sort of what I've been trained to do.
The school district says that is not what they trained English teacher Paul Dawson to do.
He tried to say I said it, and I didn't say it, and no one else in the class knows that I said it, because I didn't.
Documents from the school investigation show that several of the students interviewed from Valley did not hear Keyshawn say the N-word first. Dawson says that students use the slang version of the N-word at Valley High School all the time. He says N-I-G-G-E-R is a racial slur, but says that students use N-I-G-G-A as often as they'd say dude or hey man. And Dawson says as much as he does not like the word, he still used the slang version to feel more comfortable with black students.
Why is this word used so frequently, so... I just don't understand it, and I'm trying to understand it. I need help. Yes, I use nigga. I've used it. I admit it. I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga. That, you know, nigga this, nigga please, nigga. Can you lend a nigga a pencil?
What kind of example are you setting for your students if you use a word that you don't want them to use?
Upon reflection, that's not good.
Dawson was suspended for 10 days without pay from January 9th to January 23rd, and he has to go to diversity training. He says that he's learned from this experience and hopes that others think twice before using the N-word.
I will never say any form of nigga. I'm cured of that.
Paul Dawson says that he is sorry for the way things were handled, but Keyshawn says that he is not looking for any apologies.
Apologizing is going to change the fact that it happened and he's not been punished.
And punishment in your mind is?
Him not having his job anymore.
Paul Dawson says that he wants there to be a steadfast policy in Jefferson County Public Schools against people using the N-word. Right now, when it is brought up, it's dealt with on a case-by-case basis with the district. And we should mention that Keyshawn is still in Paul Dawson's classroom. Dawson has been with the district for 20 years, and Keyshawn is still in that classroom because Dawson is an honors English teacher. Mm-hmm. There are very few honors English classes, so he is still with him.
Well, now he was suspended for a while, but is he back teaching?
He is back teaching now, and he still does have his job. But this is not the first time that Paul Dawson has been suspended from Jefferson County Public Schools. Coming up at 5:30, we'll tell you what happened before. We'll tell you about his plan to appeal the suspension and why the district says that he should keep his job.
Thank you very much. I'm sure we haven't heard the last of this.
Oh, no. Lots more to come.
Thank you.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah. 5, 4, 3.
everybody. It's the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la and skidrowstudios.com. All right. Welcome to the show. It's Thursday night, and I'm fucking beat from day jobbing it all day today. It was very boring.
Jobbing it.
Special in the studio guest tonight is Rachel Butera. All right.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah. I looked over at Jeremy and he helped
He's
out.
He's
like, yeah. All right. We're going to have a party tonight.
Jeremy hides his enthusiasm, but I know it's in there somewhere.
I'm excited for you to be here, definitely.
It's just our day jobs are like, they take a lot out of our soul, you know?
And I know.
It really zaps us. It's not like we're doing like a lot of heavy lifting. I guess it could be worse, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Could be doing like some real like shit, like roofing and fucking.
Like literally heavy lifting.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like you could be busting your ass and having blisters on your fingers and shit. And yet I'm complaining about a fucking office job and stuff, you know, but even still.
Office jobs suck your soul, though, man.
Right.
I had one for years and years. Mm-hmm. Totally does.
And you recently quit, like, you know, within the last, like, 5 years or something, right?
I haven't had, like, a real day job in a year and a half.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's great. Well,
we were talking about it the last time you were here.
It's good. Stuff's been slowly happening. Voiceover stuff. People keep recognizing me from the Howard Stern show. And I did a card. There's a new cartoon coming out on Fox called High School USA. And the guys wanted me specifically to read for a part because they heard me on Howard.
Uh-huh.
And so when I went there, they were just like, yeah, we love you. And that was great. Yeah. And that's some other.
Everybody fucking loves you.
I know.
You know, because I love Howard.
Yeah.
I listen every fucking day. Me and my friends do. I mean, there's like a crew of us.
Yeah.
Know?
Totally.
And then we talk about it too.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, oh man, like fucking Rachel Butera, man. Fucking, that was great, you know? And then when you were on the show the last time, you know, whatever, it was like, oh man, that was awesome, you know, with the Rosie O'Donnell and stuff.
Everybody's so nice. I know, it's so overwhelming.
You see, that's the thing. Like, right now, I'm kind of like in hate mode. Like, people are really like getting on my nerves.
You said that last time. I was like, I love LA.
Yeah.
Everybody here.
You like it.
I like it. People are so nice.
Well, people are nicer to girls. You know, people
really?
Are a lot nicer to girls. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, because the girls got what, you know?
Boobs.
Vaginas. And, you know?
I met a bunch of nice guys today. You know, I'm looking for a man. You know what I mean? I am like sick of being single. I am on the hunt for a man. No, I don't like it. And so I met a bunch of guys today and I'm like, he's kind of looking at me. Maybe he could buy. Everywhere I go, I'm just like constantly on the hunt. It's disgusting.
Wow.
Yeah.
So are you dating right now?
Or no.
No,
I can't. I was dating. I think I told you about this last time. No, it couldn't have been.
I think you did. Yeah.
The
and
German?
A guy. No, well, a guy who told you, he tried to tell you, well, he pretty much said you were fat.
Like, no, that's something different.
That was another guy?
Yeah.
Have you forgotten about that?
Yeah,
did I just bring it back?
We made up.
Oh, you did? What happened?
Actually,
he listened to the show?
He heard this show, uh-huh. And he called me the next day, and he was just like, nice podcast, and we got into it.
Oh, so he heard it?
He heard it.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, sorry, that's just how I felt. And uh-huh. we had
he got
a,
all mad?
And he got it. He didn't get, he didn't get, he was a little upset, but we made up, and I can't stay mad at him. I love the guy.
Oh, okay.
But that was a different guy. No, I was dating a German for a while for like 4 months.
Okay. And he's like older or something?
He's 50. I'm 40.
Oh, right.
I'm going to be 41 in 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And that didn't work out because he's had like Asperger's. And he's just weird and dating a bunch of different...
Asperger's is like a mental kind of a thing where it kind of, to me, like if I didn't know what Asperger's was, it would, like to me, it would think like, oh, this guy shits his pants all the time. he always has Asperger's.
Ass napkin Ed.
Yeah.
Right? I know. Well, no, I think it's in the new excuse that men are using for not being able to connect with a woman. They blame it on, oh, I have Asperger's. I just can't connect. I can't stick with one girl. Like it's that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. That's what Asperger's is?
Well, it's an inability to connect and have empathy for other human beings. So it comes in a variety of forms, but you ever meet somebody who can't look in the eye, really socially awkward, just can't connect.
LA is full of Asperger's.
Full of it. I know. I never even thought of that term until I started dating in LA.
Yeah. Oh, he's an Asperger. What a fucking Asperger.
He's a little Aspie. They're all Aspie.
It's like almost as bad as asshole.
Yeah.
Like Asperger's. Because you have an excuse.
It's almost worse. Yeah. Because you can blame everything on Asperger's, you know?
No. Yeah.
You're an asshole. You're just a jerk off, whatever.
So things, I mean, but you're in LA. It's been, you've been here for a year already, right?
Like a year and a half.
Year and a half. Yeah. Okay. So how is it going? Okay. Let's go back. Let's get back to the dating thing and the guys thing, because that's where we left off the last time.
Yeah.
And that seemed like there was some stuff going on. So let's catch up there afterwards. But how's everything going with the career wise and stuff?
Things are going good. I'm officially the podcast whore of LA. Mm. I was on one earlier today. I'm doing Andy Dick's podcast next week.
Oh yeah, you're doing the same shit that you were doing the last time.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that sounds like worse than what I'm saying. You know what I mean? But I mean, it's
you're doing the same old shit.
Well, you were doing it on the same day too. You did
was
the
I?
Yeah, you did a podcast the last time you were here, and then you were like beat. You know?
Well, Andy Dick's lasted exactly one time because he's disappeared somewhere in Hollywood, right. But now he's back and he's doing a new one. And he requested me to be the co-host.
Do you think he fucked up?
It
sounds like it, right?
Yeah.
Would you be surprised if he did?
No, I actually heard that he did fall off the wagon once again.
It's hard.
Hey, man, I wouldn't know, but I'm glad I don't know, but I assume it's really hot. Why is it 1,004 degrees in here?
I know. It's really hot.
I'm
sweating. It's really super hot in here.
I'm never happy. I was just cold outside, and now I'm hot in here.
Well, see, that's the thing. We want extremes.
I tell you in the elevator? Yeah. No extremes.
Yeah.
Unless you're talking about an extremely large penis. I like that. Just kidding.
And if you have that and you want to talk to Rachel Butera, you can call 800-893-9562.
Only if you have that. I will not speak to you otherwise.
All right, cool.
Just kidding.
Well, hey, you know what? Let's play some songs. And when we get back, we will talk more with Rachel Butera on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Tonight at 10 on News Channel 2 on Fox.
I'm Don Schiffman. Coming up next, a devastating fire in East Utica. Now three business owners are left trying to decide if they'll rebuild. Matt?
It looks like our weather will get warmer over the next couple of days, but we have to go through a few snow showers first. Your complete forecast, all the day's news, straight ahead in the Fox Live and News. Fucking mother whore. Shit!
Yo, motherfucker! You are listening to the More Music Radio Portal from Skid Row Studio in downtown Los Angeles, California, at skidrow.la.
My high top Vans, custom made. Two-tone blue, they've got checkerboards setting down the side. All the new roads and the mods all stepped aside.
Okay. listening to www.skidrow.la, and we're going to have a good time tonight, no matter what.
My foreplay is me first. Ladies in a line saying me first. And keeping condoms in they purse. I'm the worst when it comes to talking dirty like a jerk. But I told you how I squirt. It all comes with the worst.
The boys got my thick ass Cuban thighs. Yep. Thirsty horse eyes. So I open wide, let it slide when you come inside. I got a lifetime supply of Plan B in my trunk. So hit it raw dog and style until my pussy's sore.
I picked you up at the stop for the city bus. You drank some Robitussin, roll dick and titty fuck. Then ate a burger from Hardee's with hot curly fries. Go to bed late. Never early rise. You know all about me, I'm fucking Johnny X. I wanna be when you pee and go between your legs.
If you wanna fuck with me, then you gotta make it hurt. I got that oven pussy slip, overflowing lava squirt.
I'm the best at making out, you're the best at passing out. Waking up naked, shivering on my couch.
I'm a dominating bitch with a dirty swish. My dildos smell like rotten eggs from that pussy itch.
Y'all say fuck you, stinky.
Fuck you,
stinky.
Fuck you.
When I say stinky, y'all say fuck you, stinky.
Fuck you,
stinky.
Fuck you. When I say huevos, you say fuck you, huevos. Fuck you, huevos. Fuck you. When I say huevos, you say fuck you, huevos. Fuck you, huevos. Fuck you.
Doing it like lots of rabbits sipping on a wheat grass. Girlies wanna cheat like an answer key in English class. I don't have to. But I did a lot of research, deciphering the placement of a hyphen in your tight words.
Baby, come to me, you can put me in my place. I'll be riding bloody knees, con tus huevos in my face.
Nerds think about sex, jocks think about sports. When I see you standing on the curb, shorts. All I wanna do is zoom, zoom in your ham hock and dig like a kid seeking China in a sandbox.
Beat your mommy, daddy, playing doctor in Miami. Nippy, tucky, we can fucky, getting stucky in my sticky, yucky. We can dance, take a chance if you want to. You better fuck me in my ass before the night is through.
Oh, I got that shit.
Partying all the time here at SkidRowStudios.com.
Is this party all the time? Is that what this
party
is?
Party all the time.
My girl wants to party all the time.
This is when you had the hairstyle.
Yeah, the crispy hairstyle that you posted on Facebook.
Yeah, in the 80s.
And like spaceship. My brother used to call those spaceship eyeballs with all that makeup on my eyes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now guys do that.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see too much of that going on.
Oh, yeah. You see a lot of guys walking around in L.A., especially at Art Walk right now. Art Walk is happening in downtown L.A.
I know. I gotta go to that. We're so opposite. I'm like, I love L.A. Like, but I hate everybody.
It's because, like, it's new and you're like, hey, this is cool, you know? But then, like, once you experience it and you're like, you know what? Actually, this fucking thing sucks because it's a fucking bunch of assholes here.
Well, it's all hipsters from Silver Lake?
Yeah. You got the hipster problem on the East Coast, right?
Only in Brooklyn.
Really?
Yeah, in Brooklyn.
Jeremy was in New York for a little bit, and
I went to Williamsburg.
Yeah, okay. It's a Brooklyn thing. It's not like I'm from New Jersey, so there's not really hipsters in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of assholes in Montclair, but they're not hipsters.
Well, I don't know if there's any like hipsters. I mean, outside of LA, like San Diego hipsters or something. That would suck too.
I don't know. I would only know them as like a Brooklyn thing when I was home, but then here I live among them in Los Feliz and Silver Lake, so.
It's kind of hard to be a hipster outside of a major city because part of being a hipster is, you know, infiltrating a major city and you know, kind of taking over its local businesses and
co-opting everything.
Taking over cheap neighborhoods and making them not cheap anymore. Like Echo Park.
And like Highland Park, where I live right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to be, me and my girlfriend are looking for a place. We want to be moving in together, like, I don't know, hopefully like around before summertime. And I've taken a peek, and like shit is really expensive now in the neighborhood.
Yeah, you know?
Holy shit!
I know.
And people are way more annoying now. I mean, like, I mean, I don't want to sound like there's something called NIMBY.
NIMBYism. Not in my backyard.
Not in my backyard.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like a NIMBYist, but like, fuck, like I don't want Santa Monica and Highland Park right now. Like, I mean, it's like. It's kind of ruining the culture a little bit, you know? I'm not saying there's anything to be, like, proud of, but, I mean, you kind of get used to your neighborhood and you want it to not have, like, foofy, like, gay stuff. I'm not talking, like, gay, like, homosexual. I'm saying, like, gay as in, like, this is gay, man, you know?
Like I hope nobody stores?
Exactly.
Vegan,
and boutique and vegan and stuff.
Vegan milkshakes?
And, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I can't say that I've had any like really good vegan food either.
I can.
Really? It's good?
Maybe I need,
but see, I like am repelled by that shit. So it's like, I get my girlfriend will.
Why
like,
do you say that?
Well, because I don't want somebody to see me in there and be like, hey, I saw you eating in there, fag.
That means you're gay, right?
Okay. That
is
means
that
I'm gay.
Is that what it is? I don't want my
homies to be like, oh, hey, I saw you.
Oh, you got a rep to protect.
I saw you on York hanging out at that fucking boutique, fool.
So where do you have to eat to be respected? Taco stands and shit?
Like Estrella Tacos or something like that on York. You could go to the one on York or you go to the one on Figaro and they have really good carne asada right there. Like burritos are good.
Yeah.
Tacos, everything's good.
All right. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I found some good vegan places. I'm trying to be good, especially after the Christmas. I was so bad.
Right.
All we ate was cheese and hard salami and wine and olives and chocolate. It was just disgusting.
So
I'm like 3 days gluten-free, sugar-free, and dairy-free right now.
Oh, wow.
I feel pretty good.
That's why you're kind of twitching and like...
I feel shitty like and good at the same time. Yeah. I do.
What are you craving right now?
I'm kind of bread, always bread, and coffee. I gave up coffee.
Cheese?
No, I could do without cheese. Okay. I love cheese, but I could totally do without it. Bread drives me insane. Mm-hmm. I can't buy a loaf of bread because I will eat the whole fucking thing in one day, maybe two.
You know, I like that Hawaiian bread. That is so delicious.
Is it like sweet?
It's like sweet, yeah. That Hawaiian bread, do you like that, Jeremy? Do you like stuff?
Hawaiian bread.
We had a show called Two Fat Fucks that we did a long time ago.
Didn't
you
I?
Oh, yeah, you called in. That's right.
We're so fat that we only did that show once.
I called into Jason's Fat Guy show, too.
Really? Oh, you did?
And then he made fun of me after. He's like, Rachel tried to say she wasn't fat. And I wasn't saying that.
It sounds like he has like a dick in his mouth or something.
He's got a lisp when he talks really high.
I don't want to talk shit. I don't know the guy.
I know.
I just listen to him.
No, I love Jason.
A lot of the peripheral like characters on Howard Stern, I'm an old school like Howard Stern show fan.
Yeah.
But a lot of the peripheral characters like kind of fucking get on my nerves though.
Like JD and
JD and I can Ronnie? Handle because he's funny. I like when he's on there with Howard and then Howard will like, you know, make it funny and stuff, you know, but like when Howard isn't in charge of the show, like on wrap up show or anything like that, it's like a lot of times like I will like turn it off and like listen to like other shit, you know, like listen to like other podcasts. You know?
I only listen to the Howard Stern show live. live. I don't listen to when they're away. Uh-huh. I don't listen, and I don't listen to the wrap-up show or anything
else. You
should
listen, because sometimes they have some really cool stuff that it's like a flashback. You'd be like, holy shit, I remember when that happened. That was fucking cool, man.
And I turned it on one day, and I heard Artie, and I was like, oh, man, I remember listening to this the first time around. It was kind of cool, but I have something about him. When he's not live, I just don't seem to give a shit.
Yeah, I saw Artie Lang on his radio show. It's like on TV.
The sports thing.
It's on DirecTV. You can watch it on like the Audience Network or something, like some cheap network like that or something. And him and Nick DiPaolo.
Yep.
That guy is so fat right now. It's like
Artie?
it's like creepy.
Artie?
It chills. Yeah, it gives me the chills. I'm like, ew.
Yeah, he's looking really bad.
Wow.
I know. It's terrible. It's tragic, really.
Holy shit, man.
Full gray hair and real fat.
And he doesn't give a fuck.
No.
And he's like creepy. He's like so like kind of dirt. He's like, that's what why does he want to be like that?
He's got problems, dude. He's got demons that won't quit. Nobody tries to stab themselves in the stomach 9 times.
I heard his book.
Well, you listened to the audiobook?
Yeah.
Did he narrate that? He did, didn't he?
He did. He did. I think he did, and I think he might have like done a couple, or somebody else did a couple chapters or something like that.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Hey, you know what? We got a call on the air. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, now.
Hey, now.
Rachel, I saw your post on Facebook, and I'm listening because of it. I love the show.
Right.
I disagree with the fact that I think the show's like wrap-up are pretty good.
They like, can be though. I mean, yeah, they like when people from the hall come in, you know, like they'll drag somebody in.
I didn't say they weren't good. I just said I don't listen to them. Who is this?
Not you. Someone else said it.
Who is this?
What's that?
Who are you?
Matt Ryan.
Oh yeah, I know your name.
Matt Ryan. Is this a Facebook stalker?
Yes.
Stalker.
Are you like having like internet sex or something? On
with
Facebook?
Him?
Yeah, like with chat?
No, I don't do that.
Heavy.
I only have internet sex chatting with men I know personally in person.
How does that work out? You gotta use a lot of your imagination.
Somebody
right?
starts.
Get a free hand.
Somebody starts with a you're hot, or you look good in that top, or your ass look good in that, and then it all just goes to shit from there.
Yeah. Then he's all I have Asperger's.
I'm proud to say I've never done that in my life.
Why are you proud? It's kind of fun. It's sexy.
Yeah. Well, I've also had a friggin' wife for like 11 years, so.
Had? Not anymore?
Well, no. I mean, we've been married for like a year. We've been together for 11 years.
So you're married now?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Is it any different? I mean, you've been together for so long, and now that you're married, is it different?
No, it's not. The only difference is if we broke up, then for sure she'd get half of my stuff.
For sure. You're from New York, huh?
Boston.
Boston.
Yeah.
Sometimes
wicked.
I can't tell with that accent.
They say wicked a lot.
Nearby, you know that girl. Someone, give me a chance,
please. Somebody in America, give me a chance.
Thank you.
The town I live in.
We're all superstars.
Oh yeah, she's from. That's right. I know where you're talking about. Yeah,
Avril Mass.
Yeah, Avril Mass. I used to write for Auto Body magazines, and I'd have to. One of them was published for Massachusetts, and I'd have to go up there all the time. Boy, what a bunch of assholes up there in Massachusetts. Guys were just
assholes.
Massholes, yeah.
Massholes.
And I like that they call themselves that. Like they know they're a bunch of jerk offs in that state.
I only stopped in Worcester.
Worcester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to Worcester.
Worcester. And then there's another funny town name pronunciation up there. Oh, there's a bunch of them, I guess. But I used to have to go up there all the time.
How about that state, Connecticut?
You just had to drive through that to get to Boston.
Yeah. Connecticut, yeah.
Matt, how do I do it? You're friend of a friend of mine, right? Is that how I know you?
Yeah, I'm friends with like a bunch of Howard Stern people, and I don't know if you friended me or I friended you, but
hey, you friended me. I don't fucking know you.
Hey, so how deep do you go, like as far as like friends of like a Howard Stern? Like you know, there's levels of like how deep inside the inner circle.
Oh
of Howard
my God,
Stern's?
You have no idea.
How about you guys? You say you have Howard Stern friends. Do you talk to like Jeff the Drunk? And like, is that your claim to fame,
no,
or is it
Jeff
like Eric?
Drunk.
Who's
Eric the Midget?
He's kind of a dick, huh?
Yeah, he's a little I'm nice to him because I don't want to get blocked.
Yeah, that's blocked.
Stick up for him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you got to stick up for him for a little while before he'll talk to you, right? Because I tried talking to him and he just was like really rude and like, no, thank you.
Somebody just sent me, a friend of mine, Rob, sent me a message. He's like, Eric wanted me to reach out to you and he wants to know why you're not following him. I'm like, listen, I am not required to follow Eric, all right? And I don't want to get caught up in all that fucking Twitter drama with him. So yeah.
Eric the midget or the fat weirdo?
Eric the midget.
I love the prank. Like people, like all of a sudden on his page, you'll get a bunch of people saying happy birthday when it's not his birthday.
Yeah.
He'll respond to every one of them in all capitals.
Yeah. Asshole. That's not my birthday.
Yeah.
I like when he runs out of air. runs out of air a little bit.
He has to take a breath
Good word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened with me? You asked how I got into being friends with all these Howard Stern people.
Yeah,
I was actually on the show in a trivia super fan trivia concert.
Oh man!
In 2009.
Which one? Oh, okay.
And it was one of Adi's last shows actually.
Really?
My Facebook pictures of me and him, and I'm freaking dork. I've said I'm not changing it until he comes back on the show. My wife's like, you don't put a picture of our son or me, you have it of Artie Lang.
Howard Stern fans are lunatics.
Hey, what do you think about Artie's radio show? I know you've checked it out.
Yeah, and I called in once.
Uh-huh.
And Artie, I said something like, I was on the Stern show, one of your last shows. Uh-huh. Like DePaulo made a joke like, oh yeah, I'm sure he remembers you.
Yeah.
He remembered exactly who I was.
Do you like it? Because I kind of think I don't really like it too much. Like, it's missing something.
Yeah. I just was reading something, and Nick DePaulo is not on it anymore. It's just going to be the Artie Lang show. I don't know if that's true or not.
He ate Nick DePaulo. He got so depressed and ate him.
Poor Artie. You know,
man.
He's such a smart guy, too. He really is.
Have you ever talked to him?
So
no, but he just, you know, it's funny. I wasn't a fan of his while the show was on. And now when I hear the replays, I'm like, wow, you know, it was better when he was there because it was just another element of storytelling.
Girls don't like Artie Lang.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like, oh, he's annoying. And
well,
stuff,
he's from a couple towns over from me and he just has that whole fat Italian Guido thing going on. And I grew up with that. Yeah. And I was just like, I don't need to hear this every day. What?
Like the chauvinist. Thing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind that. I'm not a feminist kind of girl. I call them broads and all that too. But just the way he talked, like, you know, like a big fucking slob. Like,
yeah.
it just would gross me out.
And he is a big slob. Like, have you seen his overhang? It's like really bad.
I know.
You know, have you ever seen something like you see somebody dying? You're like, wow, he's fucking dying before our eyes.
It's such a shame too because he's a smart guy. It's sad.
Still not as bad as he was in Dirty Work though.
Really, I think he's way fatter than he was in Dirty Work. He looks kind of like
he wasn't even that fat in Dirty Work.
Not really. He was rotund.
And in Beer League, he was like not even fat at all.
Well, yeah, he was fresh off of heroin.
Poor Artie.
That
you know
sucks.
You said you never really listened to the show when he was on it, Rachel.
No, I listened. I didn't like him.
Oh, well, I listened too, and I've listened to this like more than once. Somebody on YouTube put together like a 9-hour special of all the Artie addiction stuff.
Oh my god.
When he's lying and shit.
Of all the times he called him sick and stuff.
We all knew he was fucking bullshitting because we've
only
done
Howard
those calls before. He knew.
Oh, yeah.
He was just in denial.
Really?
Howard's not an idiot.
But he's not a drug guy. He doesn't understand drug culture or drug addiction. I really feel like...
But he understands bullshit. He can sense bullshit. He knows when something's wrong. Like, he has a good sense.
No, he couldn't with Artie,
though. He just seems like he couldn't with Artie. Like, he just loved the guy so much.
Well, he didn't want to admit it, you know, because...
Yeah, maybe that's it.
You know, it's kind of exploitive, you know?
Listening,
he would have to admit that he's exploiting it, and maybe in the back, unconsciously, maybe he didn't want to admit that. I don't know.
Listening back to the stuff from, like, when he was calling in sick, like, they might have... Every one of them, it seems like Robin was like, yeah, sure, he's sick.
Yeah, Robin never believed
him. Totally went for it, and I think that's why he hasn't been back on the show, because Howard just freaked out. that things were that bad with him. I mean, can you imagine stabbing yourself 12 times? I mean, that's insane.
You could tell Howard was freaked out.
Yeah, he was way freaked out.
Because, you know, he kind of felt guilty. Because then looking back, he's probably like, oh, man, I didn't want to contribute.
Just the fact that he never speaks about it. There's nothing that he doesn't talk about. And he does not talk about this ever.
And he's not talking about this, and he's not talking about Robin's
illness. Two major things he has never spoken about, Artie and Robin.
He gets pissed off. Like, all the fans want to know about what's going on with him and Artie, and if Artie's coming back. And he's pissed off when anyone asks him about it. And
well, because it's really hard to talk about.
Yeah, it affected him deeply, I think.
You want him to be open and honest with everything and stuff, but there's some things that you got to kind of hold back on and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Well, his book comes out in April, so I don't know. I have a feeling Artie's? He'll be on Howard.
Oh, I think he will. He will be back on Howard.
You want to wager on this?
I don't know.
Anyone?
I'm kind of broke.
I don't think he will be.
I'll bet you somehow that he'll be on to promote the book in the next 4 months.
Okay.
I don't think so.
How about you bet Rachel this? Okay, so what is your guess?
What do you mean?
What is your guess? Do you think he'll be on?
No.
Okay, what about you, caller?
I say he's going to come on.
Oh,
I think
okay.
Howard will because most of his book is about his final days on the show and what was going on.
Yeah, so he definitely won't be on.
Ignore that.
You think so? I don't know. So okay, so if you're right, caller, what does he win?
I don't know. What can I give him?
Okay, if you're wrong, caller, you have to stop stalking Rachel Butera.
You're never allowed to say another word to me on Facebook.
And stop jacking it to her 1986 high school prom photo.
I promise you I haven't done that.
I could hear a smirk in that when you were
actually
talking.
Matt Ryan is not one of the ones who is bad on Facebook.
You've got some really bad signs?
I think I talked to you once on there.
Yeah. He doesn't.
I put up a picture of the guy from Green Jello, and you said you live near you or something.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I live around the corner from the Green Jello house in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
His wife is smoking.
You talking about Bill? Bill Manspeaker or something?
The guys.
My brother friends with him, and he got him to play a show in April, Mass, like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife is unbelievable.
Wow.
She's like 23. Oh, my God.
You jack it to that?
Ew.
No, not to her. Actually, yeah, that night I think she did creep into my
in your B-roll or whatever inside.
Could you imagine her rolling in green Jello?
Jason Sudeikis in what's it called? Hall Pass when he's taking the pictures with his eyes.
Hey, so caller, let me ask you: who's the most annoying person to you on the Howard Stern show that just gets under your skin?
If you want to be honest, I think Robin might be, because,
really?
No, I mean, I love Robin, like,
Robin.
You can't deny what she's done for that show, but 2 days she was off, like, in the past week.
It was like a breath of fresh air.
Really?
Kind of like Gary and John there.
My mom hates Robin.
Really?
Yeah, she's like, oh, I hate her. I hate that laugh. And she just like is like wants to be like Howard, and she's like trying to be like Howard.
That's
and
what
stuff.
She's there and, for. She's there to support him. And
yeah, that's what I tell her.
I can't say anything against Robin because she like gunned for me in that first contest.
But my mom still liked the Howard Stern show. Like when she would take me to school.
Yeah.
Like I put the Howard Stern show on. Like my mom's cool, you know? So she would be like, okay, fine, we'll listen to Howard.
I love that you have like a Mexican mom who's into Howard Stern.
Well, she's into Howard Stern because I forced her to listen
to
it.
But that's so funny to me. Like thinking about like she's probably short and cute and like, you know, like this little Mexican mommy like laughing at Howard Stern.
Everybody loves my mom. You would love my mom.
Oh, I bet I would.
Every time like there's like a birthday party or something, like my last, I don't know how, I think my last birthday party where there was a surprise party. So like, they got like all my friends and stuff, like a lot of my friends there. And so it was like all surprise, you know, whatever. And so my friends are there hanging out with my mom and they're like, oh man, your mom is so fucking cool, man.
Aww.
Oh man. And then like everybody asked me about her too. Hey, how's your mom doing, man? Oh, she's so cool. How's Yvonne? How's Yvonne doing and stuff? So,
does she cook?
Yeah.
Total opposite from me. People hated my mother.
Oh,
my
really? Why?
She was always my mother never trusted me, and like when I said I was going to someone's house, she'd call to confirm it, and it was ridiculous.
Why do you sound like you're from Canada? You say a boat and house.
Yeah. Maybe it's like a weird white people thing or something. Like, you know,
I'm white.
A white accent. Well, you're olive. It's not like completely white. You're almost black too, right?
No, I mean,
if you're Italian, you have to have like some like black.
Well, so you
lineage.
Know what they say about Sicilians and eggplant and all that.
Yeah.
I am Sicilian too.
You are? Okay. Matt Ryan?
Well, my mother's maiden name is Zingali. So,
oh, okay. So that means that your genitals are dark.
See, you're half Italian, half Irish.
Yeah, pretty much. A little Lithuanian mixed in with the Irish half.
Me too.
Yeah, half Italian.
Me too. French, though, not Lithuanian. French.
Talking about Robin.
So you think she has cancer? What do you think, man?
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, it's weird that she was out like that Friday and Monday. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Some kind of cancer, but who knows what kind.
It's weird.
I think she's going through treatments or something.
She must be.
It's obviously something's up because if she was okay, I mean, she would be back in the studio and she would have talked about it like, oh yeah, there was a big scare, but it's all good.
Yeah, definitely.
But like, obviously she's not doing like, I mean, I think she's doing okay. You know what I mean?
She
Let's be positive for Robin.
Good. Yeah. I mean,
someone should call in Monday and ask.
They won't answer.
Blank, what's up?
And they won't tell you.
Yeah, they won't.
They're not going to talk about
it. Yeah, they screen it.
Remember, you guys see the, I think it was on a Gary roast, Nick DiPaolo said, you know why Robin loves her boat so much? Because it's got a stern that she doesn't have to pretend is funny all day.
Oh, that's fucking funny. Whose joke was that?
I think Nick DiPaolo said
that's
that.
A good one.
I like that guy, man. Hilarious. That guy's funny.
That's
dude.
A great one.
It was funny.
I miss those roasts, even though they got kind of crappy towards the end of them. Those roasts were like the funniest thing ever.
Hey, caller, do your people say the N-word?
Over there?
Yeah.
We're from different tribes.
You know what's funny? People, like, I went to college in Westfield, Mass., and I had a bunch of friends from Worcester there, and they thought people from, like, Haverhill, my area, were so racist.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was all in good, like, it was maybe racist jokes, but as I've explained to my wife, you've never heard me say a hateful thing about someone, like, really not liking them because they're black, but I'll drop the N-word jokingly.
Even now, today in 2013, you'll say the N-word?
It probably sounds cool, too, like in a different way, too, with a different accent, too. I'm not used to
hearing
nigga or something like that. Did you hear the opening of the show? There was a teacher who said that.
What teacher said this and where?
I saw it on the news. It was a teacher who told one of his kids, one of his students, he called him nigga.
No.
He said, get away from the door, nigga.
He got fired for that.
He got in real trouble.
Oh, my God. And what town, state was that?
I don't know. I think it might have been, let me just make it up. San Diego. Those people are assholes over there.
Oh my God. No,
no, I don't know what town it was from, but it was something
are they
that
really
made
assholes in San Diego?
No,
I'm just
They're
kidding.
Pot smoking hippies. Yeah. They're beach going retards.
Just the Padres suck. That's about it.
My friend just moved there. I'm so jealous.
It's nice, man. You got to come visit.
It's beautiful.
Well, hey, man,
I've never been to California actually.
You got
to
come and check it out, man. Come and visit. Hopefully you're cool though, but you know, because like during the holidays, I was commenting that, you know, a lot of people go home for the holidays, you know, so like that is like the best time for me because like most of the fucking annoying assholes have gone home and they're gonna be gone for a while.
I
you
was
know?
One
so,
of those assholes that left.
Well, I mean, you're cool. I mean, we're not present company not included, of course, you know. But you know what I mean.
No.
It's like LA is like, there's a lot of people from different towns. And this is what I think about it. I think it might be like, you know, everybody's from like different towns. And so you got to kind of like, it's like a defense mechanism to be kind of have that layer or a wall up of like a phoniness, you know? Because people are from different parts of the country, they act different, you know, they think differently, you know, whatever. So you're not sure. So you have to be kind of like, oh, hello, you know, like very like kind of like generic, you know.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, everybody in LA is like from different parts and they're here to do something. So everybody has their own agenda, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And there's some people that are cool that, you know, doesn't matter what their agenda is. They're just cool people. And there's some people that are kind of ruthless. And then there's all that in between, yep. you know? And so there's just a lot of different people. And like, you know, it adds a different element, you know, like when we're talking about our neighborhood in Highland Park being gentrified and mm-hmm. stuff, and stuff's going up and, you know, fucking people that are there are like, kind of like, you feel that they don't appreciate the, you know, the shit that was there before then, you know, they're just like, oh, I'm going to come and I'm going to change this.
Well, yeah, gonna, oh, they don't want nice the boutique. Shit. They want it to be nice.
You know, there's like a couple of record shops that opened up in Highland Park. And my band, the Mormons, like we've been playing, we paid our dues, you know, it's hard work to fucking be in a band mm-hmm. and keep a band together. And like, you know, people like us, you know, and I don't know, people like, you know, like our band and stuff. And so like, we're proud of that. And so like, I'm like, hey, I want to take our 7-inch to these new record stores in the neighborhood and be like friendly to them and stuff. And like, say, hey, can we, you know, have our record in your record store? And like, they're like total like fucking dicks,
really?
You know, like very rude and kind of like really dry. And like, I don't want to sound like racist, but it is, I guess. I guess I'm racist. I'm racist,
why?
Jeremy.
Why? Because they're white?
Because it's like a really like negative, stereotypical, white, snobby, kind of like hoity-toity, like disrespectful kind of attitude.
I think it's a white, I think it's more specific than that. I think it's a white record store person, because yeah. music people are notorious snobs.
It's not the record store person. The record store that I'm talking about, you know, it's actually not a white person, but has the same kind of an air. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
When someone's like trying to be like all, I mean, I don't know. This is a very racist episode.
No, they think they're the cool.
I'm very racist.
They think they know more music than you. Hey, my mother called me the N-word on my voice.
That's right.
Now.
Are you going to play that?
You want me to play it?
Yeah, let's play it.
Yeah, my mother, growing up in my house in Bloomfield, New Jersey, everybody's Italian. They're from Newark. We use the N-word freely growing up. I don't use it anymore. Mm-hmm. And so she, you know, has no rules because she lives her life mm-hmm. like in this little isolated thing. And so she still calls me that sometimes when she... when she leaves me a message. So here's the backstory is I did the voice of a parrot on a Disney show uh-huh. and it's finally airing. She got to see the show and she left me a message about it. So, and at the end of it, she calls me a little N-word. So, all right, here it is. It's a little bit
perfect.
Long,
all right.
but.
I don't want to be the only racist, so let's hear it.
You need to call me back. I saw your whole freaking performance. So now I don't know if it's going to continue with you. It's when she first brought you home and you're talking and you're yelling and you're flying all over the place.
She's talking about me as the parrot.
I knew it was you, though, because I heard you use that voice already. It was good. Dog hates you. You hate the dog. It's hate you. You're keeping him up at night. Blah, 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 blah. It's hard to look at the parrot and say, oh my God, that's my daughter.
Oh, she's cool.
Anyway, call me a little nigger.
Oh!
She still does that all the time. Leave that on my voicemail. And to me, it's nothing. It doesn't even make me flinch.
If you were black, would you be offended?
How could I possibly answer that question? I'm sure there's some people who are pretty offended by that and pissed off right now. But
well, yeah, you know, there are people that are very touchy, you know. But I want to believe that that's like the small majority. I mean, that's a small minority of people, because like I'm really afraid how things are like getting very PC. It's gone in that. There's always a cycle, mm-hmm. you know? And so like the 20-year cycle. So now it's PC again, you know? Maybe that's why I didn't like the 90s. You know what I mean?
Well, the 90s is when it all sort of began. Well, it's mm-hmm. when it started in the 80s, I guess. Yeah. But it really took flight in the 90s. And now forget it. You can't do or say anything anymore. Right.
And like when people talk about like the N-word and stuff, like it's almost more insulting to even refer to it as that.
It just sounds so...
You give it so much fucking power by like blocking it like that, you know? And meanwhile, everybody knows what that is.
I know. You know, it's weird though. Like, did you see Django Unchained?
Yeah.
right? How many times did they say that word?
Yeah.
And I cried so hard watching all that slavery stuff because I can't, my heart can't take it. Right. Like, I can't take any kind of injustice, human injustice. I just can't handle it. And I was like, walked out of there going, that's it. I'm not saying that word ever. Like, I'm going to be offended by it. But you know what? I'm just not, because it's...
You had a Richard Pryor N-word moment.
I had an N-word moment. But like, hearing that reporter just going like, and tonight, you know, a school teacher saying the N-word. It sounds so ridiculous when she says the N-word. I'm like, it's a fucking word that we're not saying. We're not saying the word out loud anymore. It's like Voldemort, you know, you can't speak its name.
Right.
But listen, I don't know what it's like to be a black person and have the weight of that word.
Well, people could call you a WAP, right?
Yeah, I don't give a shit. They could call me that old. They could make fun of Italians, Irish. Right. I don't care. You know, we're still allowed to make fun of fat people in this country.
That's true.
That we are free to make fun of fat people up and down.
I can make fun of fat people because I'm a fat myself.
Everyone can.
Outside of my community, if they call, you know, refer to us as fat or make fun of us, how dare you?
Really?
How dare you?
Well, yeah, but you can get offended.
This is a disability.
Okay. Disability. I don't have the power not to eat the hamburger.
It's you can get offended. It depends on the kind of person's attitude. You know, like, okay, so I'm Chicano, you know, so if I hear somebody say something disparaging about Mexicans or something, like, it's, first of all, I'm not surprised. I've heard it before. And it just kind of depends on the circumstances, you know? Like, that could just be something that'll just push something over the top. You know, someone's already being an asshole, and they go, oh, yeah, you're a fucking wetbag. You're just like, all right, you bought yourself a fucking punch in the face right now, you know? But, I mean, it really depends on the circumstances. Like, I'm not, like, a reactionary person. Like, also, like, if you want to be able to say whatever you want to say, and, like, I really believe in that, you also got to be able to take... hearing stuff that like to hear.
Yeah, and then that can be hard. But but the thing is, like, if somebody called somebody fat, you wouldn't hear the room go, like, it's still allowed. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the last acceptable prejudice in this country. You can still make fun of black people, fat people, and no one really cares.
Yeah. Well, like, people are starting to care a little bit more, you know, but at the same time, it's like, fucking, why is everybody so offended at stuff? It's like, the only way we're going to be able to get along is if we kind of, like, let our guard down.
Never gonna happen. You know? It's getting worse.
Think so?
Yeah, it's just getting worse.
This beautiful experiment. It's great.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, hey, you know what? Let's take a break. Let's get a little breather and let's play these songs, and we'll be back with Rachel Butera on the More Music Radio Pod. Listen to this. This is pretty cool. I love this stuff. Hold on.
I hope you're ready to take your medicine, you fat fuck. You didn't give us a script to begin with, so nobody knew what the fuck was going on the week during the week. Second of all, your goddamn bad writing shit stinko fuck script was an abomination, and your writing is getting worse and worse, so suck my cock. Second of all, I don't get talked to like that by anybody, certainly not in front of my wife and daughter. You goddamn asshole, alcoholic, fat shit. You're going to live to be about 57 if you're lucky the way you eat. I got nothing to say to you except you can suck my cock. Is that clear? And I hope you can play that for everybody around you who agrees with you that I should say, you should say fuck you in front of all of those people to me and my family. You think that's the right way to behave? If you were here right now, I'd fucking kick your fucking teeth out. You know that? You're nothing to me. There are a billion of you I've worked with before. You're not funny. You're okay. You're just okay.
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting internationally from downtown Los Angeles on Skid Row.
Jesus.
I sold my soul to Satan. Sold to Satan. Satan. When I die, hell will be waiting. Jesus, help me, Jesus. I sold my soul to Satan. I got down on my knees in front of hussies and I hate them. Jesus, help me, Jesus. Have mercy on me, Jesus. Jesus, help me, Jesus. I sold my soul. To Satan.
www.skidrow.la. Are you FAA or FCC?
We're DIY.
DIY? What's that mean?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
Hey, what's happening? This is Kiki from East LA, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la. And what? Huh? Recognize.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. All right. Woo! Hey, you know what? I always forget to mention the bands. I just figure people, when they download the podcast, they're going to read the summary and they're going to see the playlist. But a lot of times, people can't wait to listen to the More Music Radio Pod and they just download the shit without reading it. And then sometimes they're like, hey, what was the songs that you played? You never fucking say it, fucker. What the fuck?
You just got so Mexican there for
I gotta
a
say it. I gotta say it. It's the last thing we heard was Trembling Hills. That was my buddy Tony and Gardo and Ben, their new band. They were on last week. They played live. We had some technical difficulties, but it came out all right. What do you think, Jeremy? Was it all right? Came out okay. We're working on it.
Yeah, the music didn't sound too bad.
Yeah, it was cool.
Some other things that were a little off.
We just got to like make sure that we can hear the vocals and stuff like that. And you know what? We have another band coming in on the 31st. We have Go Betty Go coming on.
Cool.
And it's an all-girl band.
Love it.
So my girlfriend now, you know, babe, if you're listening, I'm having some ladies come in. I'm showing some love to the ladies.
Why does she complain that you don't have enough girls on this
show? Well, she says, yeah, you know, you have a lot of guys on, but there's girl bands on there. You know, there's, but I'm like, babe, there's not that many of them that are good. You know, so, and we like to have good stuff on the More Music Radio Pod, you know?
Right.
But there's a lot of cool stuff on there. A lot of times it's availability, but you know, as it turns out, Go Betty Go is coming in, and they actually were around a while ago. Actually, you know, a little bit after we started, they've been around, and they're starting to play again, and they're going to play on the More Music Radio Pod. And isn't that exciting?
Love it.
Girl power. All right.
Love chick rock.
I'm going to wear a dress, so we can all. I'll probably be the only one wearing a dress.
Yeah,
though.
You will.
All right. So we're here with Rachel Butera, and we're having a good time. And we were listening to your mom
calling me the N-word.
The N-word.
Yeah.
But it was cute.
Yeah, I know.
In a way.
It wasn't very offensive.
Yeah, it was slightly offensive.
Really?
You know? Because, you know, I'm a little bit black, too.
You know? You think you are?
Well, I like grape soda a lot.
Grape
soda. I like rape soda. I like but see, the thing is, everybody likes these things.
I don't. I would never touch grape soda.
Why not?
Ugh. I don't drink soda. I haven't had soda since I was a kid. But you know,
I love What's Happening. I used to watch that as a kid.
I love What's Happening.
I used to drink grape soda when Raj and Rerun and Dwayne would be at Rob's place drinking their grape sodas.
Do you eat pork rinds for breakfast?
No, I don't really. I like those are called chicharrones, and those are good. And I'll eat that. Well, you know what? I don't really eat that anymore because I've tried to have a more healthy eating style.
Do you smoke Kools?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't smoke anymore.
All right. See, so you're not black.
I quit. No, but I can endure them and I do enjoy them. Sometimes when I was smoking, people would tell me, like when I'd ask for a cigarette, sometimes they'll try to turn you off by going like, oh, sorry, man. I got menthols, you know. Sorry.
And
you're
like, yeah.
Like, oh, no, cool. I love menthols. You know, they're like, fuck.
Those things are so... My sister smoked Newports all her life, and they were just the harshest, most disgusting things.
See, I told you guys are N-words.
Yeah, kind
of. That sounds so stupid. I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that, and I don't want to say the real word.
You don't want to say... What about compromised niggs? No.
Or nukkas.
I'm going to reveal a secret that my friend and I, we say nori sometimes because nobody really knows what that means. Well, she meant to call somebody the N-word, but she said nori, which was our favorite sushi place by accident. Uh-huh. So that from then on, it just became nori. calling it a nori. We don't do that anymore, okay, though. That was back in the day.
See, the thing is I wouldn't even say that around a black person because I know that's very offensive. You know,
offensive.
Yeah, and you know what? I've never said it out of like anger to try to like hurt somebody. I always say it trying to be goofy or like repeat something or Like if I hear something that's funny and I'll repeat it or something, or or out of reference, you know?
But my thing is if you're hearing it in songs every day, all day, rap songs, whatever songs, mm-hmm. how can you be expected to not use that word that you're hearing in songs?
You have a sense of, you can have a sense of like when is appropriate to use that word, you know? Like you don't want to offend anybody. I mean, I don't go walk around women and go, oh, cunts, you know? Like, oh, that cunt,
shit,
you know?
Though. So many of them are.
You know, it's like, you know, you use words when it's like appropriate where nobody's going to get offended.
Like when I text my friend Jed, sup nigga, like yeah. I use the A. Yeah. I don't use the ER. So
that's what the guy at the beginning of the show was talking about. He said nigga, not with the ER. But even that sounds stupid too.
A teacher can't say it though.
Yeah.
A teacher cannot get away with that.
Because they have to teach the correct stuff.
Teach your children well. Yeah.
They're not... teaching the kids the correct that's why I would have fired him, because he wasn't teaching the kids the right way to say the word.
You would have seen, because he didn't give them the correct pronunciation.
Yeah,
you
know, say it.
Like if you're gonna,
we all know what it is. Yeah.
If you're gonna say the word, say it right.
I don't know, some people are idiots, you know, and that guy was an idiot and he probably got what he deserved.
He probably wanted to get fired. If you're a teacher and you're saying any form of the N-word, you want to get fired.
But, you know, like, I think, like, if you're going to be living in this country, we all got to kind of relax, you know?
Not
like I said,
happen, Vince.
Well, like I said, you know, like, there's going to be things that you're not going to like, you know? Like, if I hear somebody saying something bad about Mexicans or something, like, why should I care about that?
I know. I never got that either. Like I said, I wouldn't care if you made fun of Italians or Irish people, French. I'm part French all day. I wouldn't care.
What's your favorite racial slur?
Well, it's got to be the N-word.
Okay, well, for your own race.
Oh, I use Guinea all the time.
What does that mean? I don't get it.
That's my favorite. Guinea.
Where did it come from? Like, I think of a guinea pig, and that's a little cute little furry animal.
Yeah, no, I used to know what guinea meant, but I forget now. But in my town, it's like, you know, a bunch of guineas.
Okay.
For some reason, that means Italians.
Uh-huh.
Greenhorns.
I recently found out what WAP meant. That means without papers, right?
Yeah. Okay. Which is not really exclusive to Italians, if you think about it.
Right.
It's just anybody who came over to Ellis Island
didn't
have papers.
An East Coast thing over here. They call them fobs.
What does that
like
mean?
Like Asians or something, they'll call them fobs, like fresh off the boat.
Oh, yeah. Same thing, you see? See, this is all just what makes this country
colorful and interesting. Let's talk about it. It's not all pretty, but let's try to like make it. Let's kind of desensitize ourselves a little bit, you know? Like, let's realize that, you know, that's just a word.
Well, you know.
It's all the feeling behind it, you know?
Or it's funny that while this country is falling apart with language, we're trying to purify it and make it seem like everything should be so perfect and life should be so perfect all the time.
Right.
And when tragedy happens, it's just like, this is not supposed to happen. Who says? Whoever said things weren't supposed to happen, you know? Mm-hmm. And then... meanwhile, like economically, we're falling apart, and culturally, socially, people can't communicate anymore, and all these things are happening. And but we can't say these N-words because we need to purify the language. And
is there anything that kind of like maybe it doesn't offend you so much, but maybe it's kind of just irritating, like any racial slur that kind of irritates you, like, oh man, shut the fuck up, and you want to throw one back at them?
No. Like about me, there's nothing you could say to me unless you call me fat and make fun of my body. Like anything else is
fine. Well, everybody has a button. Everybody has a soft spot.
My button is my belly.
Okay.
My belly button. And it depends on who you are. Like some people can get away with that, you know, like you were saying before. Some people can call me.
Well, I think if you're part of the fat community, just like when black people can say
it. Yeah, it's in your clause. It's in your contract clause, I guess.
I can say it, you know.
Yeah. But
we have a show called Two Fat Fucks. So hopefully we do it soon.
I love the name of that too, by the way.
Yeah. It's because it's like, well, we have become so out of shape and overweight that, you know, we've gone too fat.
Too fat.
Too fat.
By the way, the name of that show has kept us off of iTunes completely and other places.
They don't want to have
that. That's what sucks.
That is stupid.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
I don't like that.
Well, it's okay. You can still find it on skidrowstudios.com. Maybe we'll do another show. I don't know.
Two fat frigs.
I've lost about 30 pounds since I got diabetes.
Dude, I was going to fucking say to you, I remember the last time I was here, you said you were pre-diabetes and right. you lost a ton of weight.
Right. Lost 30 pounds.
You're a yeah. guy. What was, I saw you like 5 months ago and you lost 30 pounds in 5 months.
30 pounds.
It takes me a September. Year to lose that.
Oh, okay. So you were here in September.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was diagnosed like on September 20 something.
And now you don't have it, right?
No, I still got it. I got to take medicine and I got to watch. Like, I shouldn't even be drinking these beers, but like, I like to drink a beer here and there, you know. But I really got to watch it, like with bread.
Yeah.
Sugars, obviously. Like, I don't drink coffee a lot anymore because I always want that cup of coffee with like chocolate. Shitload of cream and like chocolate's a good idea and like a bunch of sugar in there. You
yeah.
know? I like it really sweet, you yeah, know. Yeah. So now when I have a cup of coffee, it's just like I'll put like a little bit of cream in it and yeah. no sugar.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's all right. You can adjust to it. And like diet sodas are kind of like, all right, I'll have something like that.
Yeah.
Right. But it's so chemically too. You realize
you're putting
those chemicals in there, but it's like,
you're better off just without it.
And I'm not smoking. So that makes it a lot harder. But like, I also don't want to fucking die. So
yeah, man,
it scared me. So,
well, you did. You lose a ton of weight. You look good.
Thank you very much. Thank yeah, you.
I meant
Thank
to you. Tell you that before.
And so, but I can still be a part of the two fat fucks, show because
I'm still fat.
Come on, that's I mean I'm still fat.
Are you?
I'm still fat. I'm very fat.
No, you're not.
I'm very
Look
fat.
At you.
Jeremy, come here, man.
You're not very fat. I'm fatter than you.
You're not allowed to do a comparison.
Oh, okay, cool.
No, you're not.
Well, see, that's what we wanted to do on the next episode. We wanted to have a weigh-in. You know,
count me out.
Yeah, we wanted to have
I'm
a
not doing that shit. I'm brave, but I'm not that brave.
Okay, well, you can't be part of that episode then of Two Fat Fucks.
Jason asked me my age. He's like, what you waiting? You hate when
what
I call
him.
I was like, no, I'm not telling you.
That guy's really fat too, huh?
You know, he lost a lot of weight too.
Yeah?
Yeah, he did.
What are you going to do with all the skin when you lose the weight though?
I think it depends on how like young you are and how much elasticity is in your skin.
I think I'm running out of elasticity. Like, how is there a waist to where I don't have to get it cut off?
You just
off?
Have to work. You're a man. It's all bets off for you. Mm-hmm. All right. Number one, you can lose 30 pounds in fucking 5 months. It takes me a year to do that. Uh-huh. Secondly, you're a guy. You got testosterone. If you just worked out, you would be fine. There would be nothing hanging off of you.
Okay.
You're a man. You're different than us. We are women
kind of flaps. I have some
full you gotta work flaps out. Do you work
flaps.
Out?
Not as much as I.
You're a guy.
Should.
All you gotta do yeah. is like fucking lift some weights.
I walk like 2 miles.
Do some push ups and some pull ups. Uh-huh. You'll be buff in no time.
Hey,
that's
listen,
how men
just
work.
Do some fucking push ups. Couple sit ups. Boom.
I
you're
hate,
gonna fucking
can you
grow
hear,
up.
Can you hear the resentment in my voice? Because you're men and you can just do yeah. that shit.
Hey, you know, fucking broad stage, you fucking can't lose weight. We're fucking lucky. We could just do a couple fucking pull ups. And, you know, we ain't got the overhang. You know, we can just lose it.
It's so hard for me to lose
weight. No, it's hard to lose weight. It's very hard because, like, I want to have, like, just, like, delicious foods.
I know, man.
And cheeseburgers. And I kind of was a little spoiled during the holidays because, like, I had tamales. I had fucking pozole. I had cookies. I had some eggnog.
Yep.
I had like a half a quart of eggnog.
Oh my God.
I fucking started
with
downing
brandy?
That.
Did you have like brandy?
Oh no, I don't even care. I just want the eggnog, you know? I drank like, you know, for New Year's, we drank whiskey and
yep,
stuff, you know?
I
so
know.
I can drink whiskey, you know? I can still drink some whiskey.
Yeah.
I just got to watch it.
You got to watch.
Got to watch it. And I'm always, the thing that I don't like is picking my fingers all the time.
What do you mean picking your fingers?
Well, you got to get blood out to
oh,
test
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's a pain in the ass.
That sucks.
You're young for that. That yeah. sucks, man. Well, is it type 2?
It's type 2, yeah.
Man, you're young for that.
Mm. Type 2 fat. That's what type 2 is. And 2 means
I wonder
too
if
fat.
I have diabetes because I've been fat my whole life.
I don't know. We could test it.
I don't want to. I'm afraid to know.
Well, I mean, see, you're afraid to know, but then also, like, if there's something that you could do about it, and then once you get it, you're going to be like, oh, fuck, I should have fucking done something about it. I should have known.
Dude, if I'm diagnosed with that shit, I will, like, ship myself off to a desert island and just eat coconuts and raw fish out of the ocean until I make it go away.
Yeah.
Because I can't live with that.
Well, you know, also when they were looking at all this stuff, they also wanted to look at my liver.
Yeah.
Because there was like the test came back like all whack and shit. And yeah. The doctor's
fatty
like,
liver.
Fatty liver. So they wanted to do an ultrasound on my liver. And I'm like, was so scared coming up to that. I had to wait like a week. And then they finally did it. And then when they were doing the procedure, it's like an ultrasound. Mm-hmm. And so the technician is like, you know, doing the procedure. And then like she's on this one spot. of my liver, and she's sticking around there for a while, and she keeps like, oh, and then she like keeps like rechecking stuff, and then she types something in the computer.
Oh,
and
man, that shit scares
you. She circles something on the fucking computer image thing, and I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, so what? So did you just see something? She's like, well, you know, I can't tell you what I saw and, you know, anything. You just have to wait for your doctor, you know?
Yeah.
And that's so scary. I was so fucking scared. And, you know, a couple days later, my doctor finally, she didn't even call me.
Really?
I got a letter in the mail.
What did it say?
It said, you know what? You're, and I, and then when I got the letter, I was like all shaking.
Yeah.
My hands, I got all sweaty. Aww. And I was like, oh shit, I'm dying. Here we go. I got to figure out how to die. Aww. How am I going to come to grips?
I figure out
with
how
the
to
pain.
Die.
Like should I do die, it myself? You know, I was like really scared.
And so what? It came back
fine.
Clean.
She said it's normal. She said it's just like, you know, fatty deposits, which is gross, but
it
you know,
sounds
she's like,
gross. Like imagine like a liver is not disgusting enough without thinking about yellow right. blobs of fat all
you
over
you need
it.
That shit too. And like you think about your how you're destroying the most vital parts of you.
I know. I had a friend when I worked at AOL in New York City when I was like 29, 30. And I was friends with this girl who was much bigger than me, and she smoked and she ate terrible food. Like I always try and eat healthy. It doesn't work, but I do. Uh-huh. She had a fatty liver at like 29 years old. And I'm like, dude, what?
Yeah.
Crazy.
You never know. There's people that are like, you know, take care of themselves, and then they fucking drop dead of fucking cancer or something.
I know.
Or their heart explodes.
It's a bit of a crapshoot, but you can do what you can to try, you know, you can just try. You know, for me, it's just more about like how I feel. Like, I know I've been feeling really shitty, and I can tell now from what I eat. Like, I can tell that cheese makes me feel shitty. You know, some of it you can deal with. You're like, all right, it's worth it because this fucking cheese is so amazing.
You're like, fuck the fucking world right now because this is like, fucking delicious.
You're like, I'll fart all night. I don't care. I need
to
have this French cheese.
I'll shit the bed if I have to. Yeah. I love this.
And you're like, you'll put up with it. But then like, as you keep going with it, and then it's like weeks and weeks go by and you're like, okay, I'm still farting all night and shitting all over the place because this cheese does not agree with me. And it's like, I would like to stop doing this. I like to have sex where I don't have to squeeze my asshole together because I feel a fart coming on because I ate cheese, because I chose cheese over like, you know, nice sex with no farting.
Wow. That is so descriptive.
I just shut the room down. Yeah.
Guys call in 800-893-9562 and talk to Rachel Butera.
About
who is in a farting and shitting tear lately after the holidays.
Oh my God.
Do you get constipated?
Never. I go a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I recently got constipated where I thought I was going to die. Like I thought something was going to be wrong because it was like all the masa and stuff from the tamales.
Oh.
And so I ate too many tamales.
Dude, I love tamales.
It felt like I was pushing out a stone.
Ooh.
Like not a long tube stone, like a boulder, like a round boulder.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like opening my butthole, like really open. And I felt it like to the capacity stretch, like where it was about to
start.
It
sounds like we're talking about a porno now.
I was gaping, I guess. I was gaping, pushing out that fucking
shit.
That
must have hurt, yo.
And it did. It really did. I was crying.
Oh.
I wasn't like sobbing like, oh God. But like tears were coming down my face.
Oh my God, dude.
And like, I was like, I felt like I had done that. And my asshole hurt. It was sore. Like sore on the inside. Like something's damaged. Like I'm like, great. I ripped my fucking asshole from a shit. You know? Didn't put anything in there, you know, whatever. I wasn't like fucking arrested by the cops and they put a plunger in me or anything. It's from my own shit because it's impacted. Because
you had to eat tamales. That's tamales, the most embarrassing part. It's like I had to eat this and now I'm paying for it.
But it's good.
I know, dude, I never ate tamales until I moved to LA. Uh-huh. Holy shit, those things are good.
So what do you think about now that you're in LA? Like now you're eating different kind of food or... What's your favorite like unique to LA food?
Well, like I wouldn't eat avocados so much in New Jersey because they're so expensive. I eat them every day here.
Oh yeah, they grow them here. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Like I want to move to a house where there's a tree in the backyard.
I love them too, and I'm allergic to avocados. I was allergic. Like when I'd eat them, my lips would swell.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I'd look like an N.
Oh no.
No, but it was really weird because like me and my friend like didn't have any like anything to eat. We played like Nintendo all the time.
Yeah.
And we made like avocado tacos. We're like, all right, avocados, tacos, boom. Put a little bit of salt, whatever, tapatio, whatever. And so I ate them, and then like my tongue swelled up and my lips got like swollen and stuff.
That sucks.
But I kept eating them, and I don't know, maybe I fought through it.
They're so good though.
I powered through the
Avocado. Yeah. No, I like avocados and Mexican. I didn't eat Mexican food on the East Coast because I didn't like it.
They don't have Mexican food over there.
That's what I hear.
We went over there. Our band, the Mormons, went. We were in New York. We were on the East Coast and stuff. And we could not find a fucking decent burrito with fucking carne asada. They go, oh, beef? You mean steak? I'm like, yeah, steak, please. Steak. Give me steak. Give me some kind of like chili or something spicy. Yeah. You know? And we were in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that they're like, there's Mexicans there. You're like, okay, Mexican food. All right. You know, fucking finally on our way home. And like, fucking, they just have like Tex-Mex is like, there's no bell peppers in a burrito. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, get that out of my face. You know?
What is supposed to be in a burrito?
For me, if it's a carne asada street burrito, carne asada, which is like flat steak or whatever, flat meat, whatever.
Yeah.
Flat ranchera. Shit. Mm-hmm. And they chop it up and stuff. Okay, so they do that. You could have rice in there and beans. Basic burrito.
That's it? No cheese?
Some put cheese, some don't. You can ask for it, whatever. Some places do, some don't.
Uh-huh.
Onions.
I would say traditionally no cheese though, right?
Traditionally no cheese.
Okay.
Right.
Much different than an East Coast. You get an East Coast burrito, it's the size of your head. And it's got all that shit. Cheese, guacamole, sour cream, all
lettuce,
kinds of
tomato.
It's like the green burrito.
Yeah.
It's like the actual Green Burrito Corporation burritos, like Taco Bell and stuff, right? Yeah.
And I don't know. I never liked that stuff. But I'm still not. Mexican is still my least favorite food, even though I love cilantro like more than anything. But tamales, different. Like, they're so good.
You got to probably try the right stuff. LA's like, and not just Mexican food. I mean, there's a ton of good food here. There's people like from like Chicago and like the East Coast come over here and they fucking rip into us. They're like, oh man, you can't find a pizza like in Chicago. You know, this is okay, but you know, whatever. In Chicago, it's way better.
Yeah.
And like, I guess so. You know, like, sorry, fucking, we're not in Chicago right now. Sorry, we're not fucking where you're fucking freezing your fucking ass off right now.
First of all, Chicago deep dish pizza is disgusting.
You don't like it?
No.
Oh man, it's so good.
I like thin, super thin, like when I was back in New Jersey, super, super thin crust place that we go to.
You have to try, if you like that, then you have to try Casa Bianca Pizza Pie in Eagle Rock on Colorado Boulevard. Have you tried that, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Pizza is actually great.
Fucking best fucking pizza that I think I've ever had. I think, okay, whatever. Sorry, Chicago. Sorry, New York. I haven't had your fucking great pizza. I was in New York and I had a slice of pizza and I thought it was going to be great. It was like I fucking went to Little Caesars
or
something.
There's a lot of bad pizza in New York City. A lot of bad pizza.
Yeah.
Because they're on every corner and it's just, their slices are gigantic and it's just cheap cheese and shitty gravy, like sauce, whatever.
I had a really good slice of pizza over in Queens, though, when we were walking around Queens. Mm-hmm. And fucking the people there are so fucking cool. Why are they so fucking cool? And like over here, people are so fake and fucking phony.
See, I'm the opposite. I don't want to deal with the attitude of New York and East Coast people. I like it here. I like it.
But don't get me wrong. I mean, like when we were in New York, I loved it, whatever. But like after a couple of days, it's like, you know, I'm ready to go back home, you know, get kind of homesick, you know?
Yeah.
I need a fucking good burrito. God damn. Hey, you know what? Let's take a quick break. We got to play these songs. And when we get back, we'll wrap it up with Rachel Butera on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Don't take this offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Oh! You don't mind liking it.
Skid Row. LA.
Yeah. More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la. More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la.
This is Cool Skull. Call into the More Music Radio Pod, 1-800-893-9562, dog. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We are here with Rachel Butera hanging out. This was a lot of fun.
This is.
It sucks that it's towards the tail end of the show.
Sucks that it's so late at night.
That's right. And you know what? Podcasts. I appreciate you for hanging in there because you said you wanted to leave an hour in.
I know, but I love to talk.
Yeah. But I told you, well, as soon as you left, we were going to talk shit about you.
Yeah, but I wanted that to happen. I like, you know, I want to hear what people have to say. I got this idea to like go around to my old neighborhood and to like houses where I've had different experiences and interview those people to see if they like remember the experience I remember about me and to see like what they ever really thought about me. I think it would be interesting to know how I look to other people.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to.
No?
I don't want to know.
Why?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
Because I have an idea.
Because I already have an idea how I look to other people,
No,
too.
But you never know how you look to other people. You never truly will know. You can't.
Like, let me tell you something. And I was thinking about it today. And I always think about this. And it's just like, I love my girlfriend so much because she loves me. And I'm like such a fucking slob. I'm a fucking musician. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like I'm fucking pulling down a lot of paper. You know what I mean? you know, it's like, I'm like so messy. She's like very like, you know, she likes to keep things organized mm-hmm. and like, you know, clean and tidy and stuff, you know, and like, and she loves me,
aww.
You know, isn't that great?
That is great.
And like, I just think that is so cool because it's like, I was looking at my car and I'm like, this fucking, I'm a fucking, such a fucking mess. This fucking car is filthy. My bedroom is filthy.
Yeah.
Our house over at the 8-Bit Mansion is filthy. It's like an animal house kind of style.
I love how you guys call it the 8-Bit Mansion.
Yeah.
Why is it called that?
Well, because 8-Bit is a, they're like robot rappers.
Yeah.
You know, and that's like our friends that live there. And 8-Bit's not around anymore, but you know, we always call it. I used to call it the Morbit Manor, but I don't know. I didn't want to throw my band name in there. So whatever.
So now wait, you're gonna move in with your girlfriend, and she's neat and you're messy. How's that gonna work out?
Well, you know, when I'm staying over at her house, which is you know, pretty much like half the time, you know, we're either at my place or at her place. I pick up after myself.
Mm.
Okay. The thing is with. At my house, it's like we don't pick up after anybody, like if ourselves or anything, you know, like I try my best. Like yeah. I even tried to clean the house.
Tried to clean.
I tried. I swear to you, years ago when I first moved in there, I'm like, you know what? I want to have some guests over, you know, sweep the floor, you know, whatever. Maybe mm-hmm. throw a party or something. And it just got like more and more like disgusting. I have to say that's not that bad though nowadays. It's still pretty bad and still really embarrassing. But we got a new roommate. Actually, in one of the bands that we just heard tonight, Trembling Hills, the drummer Ben is going to be our new roommate. And he says that he has like dust problems and dirt problems and allergies and stuff. So we're going to have to clean it up. So I'm like, all right, cool. Well,
it's good. He'll force you to clean.
Yeah. So we'll see what's up. Yeah.
I'm not
here
clean.
You're not clean?
No.
You're messy?
Well, it's a struggle for me to keep things. I'm much better than I used to be. I used to throw mm-hmm. all my clothes in a pile on the floor
right.
and I would just pick out what I wanted to wear like from the pile every okay. day. And my room was a disaster. And I keep it a little neater now that I'm here in LA.
Uh-huh.
And I also have a studio, so it's you know, it's tiny, so I really uh-huh. got to keep it clean, but it's a struggle for me. Like I don't know how to mop a floor.
Mm.
I know that there's a bucket involved.
Just get that Swiffer with the little spray.
But I still feel like you're just pushing the dirt around the floor and like it never really goes away. It just redistributes.
It looks better.
It looks better, but then...
But you get some of it. Oh. At least the black part, you get it up.
Yeah, I guess. Well, then you walk on it and it's sticky. It's
but
like
then
a
you actually
theater.
Have to do it. That
Wait,
sucks,
yeah, you know? You got to do... I hate cleaning. I am so it. Not a cleaner. Yeah. It's like traumatic for
and
me.
And I know, and I'm the same way. And I know that I'm that way. And I get like offended, like when my girlfriend's like, "Hey, why don't you clean this place up?" I'm like, "What? How dare you?
I know. My ex-boyfriend
But she's totally
was like,
right.
My ex-boyfriend was super neat. Like, you could lick the floor. Like, I went home and saw him in New Jersey for Christmas. Same way, like a museum in there. And I lived with him, and it was horrible because I was such a mess. It just didn't work. So beware is all I'm saying. Beware of the cohabitation and the messy, neat combo.
So do you see that coming up for you? You think you're going to be cohabitating anytime soon?
Absolutely not.
No?
No,
You
want to
be single forever?
No, I don't want to be single. I don't need to get married. I don't need to have the legal marriage thing, but I would like to find...
Are you sure? Because that's a very important thing to a lot of women, though.
To me, it's not. I don't know. I don't need to be married.
No.
I just need to be with... But here's the thing. Like, I get bored. 2 years, and I'm bored in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my track record. So I can, you know, I can't even say, like, I just want someone to spend the rest of my life with. Because I don't think we're meant to spend our lives with one person. I think it's impossible. And I know myself, and I get bored. And I like that new, exciting feeling. And it doesn't last.
You see, the thing is, though, that it's really hard to find people who are really in your corner.
I know it is. Know? I know it is.
It's hard to find that in life. That's a kind of rare.
Yeah, you know? It is.
Loyalty
rare.
Is really hard to find nowadays.
It is, but you know, and that is important. Like, that's why I'm still so close with my ex-boyfriend. It's like he has got my back, and he is like, he's super into everything I do, and he's always there.
Is it
for
that
me.
You're afraid of letting go? Okay. Why do we always at the end of the show start getting into the fucking good shit? God damn it. Are you afraid to let go because you're very good friends with your ex-boyfriend, right?
Yeah. It could be a little bit of that. I do genuinely deeply care for him, though. Like, I love him with my soul as a human being. He's wonderful, and we've had, you know, we spent 10 years together. A lot of shit went down, but I know we can't be together romantically. We just can't. Right. It's not right, you know? But I do consider him to be like a soulmate, loyal to the end. I'm still...
But don't you get jealous when he will, like, go out and,
he's got a
like,
girlfriend.
Have sex with other girls?
No, he has a girlfriend. It's fine.
And get jealous or anything
he can't
like
get
that.
How could he get jealous?
Well, you can get jealous.
That's
why I think it's like really hard, like when you break up with somebody, to be like friends with them.
Well,
you know?
We've been
like,
broken up
really
for
hard.
2.5 years, almost 3 years now. We've been broken up, and he's got a girlfriend, and he's had her for a year, and I've been seeing men all year, and what
a lot
mean?
Of men. Let's be honest.
Definitely not a lot. I dated one guy for 4 months. I was seeing another guy for like 2 months. And then I maybe kissed and did other stuff with a few others, but not a lot, no.
It's that other stuff that's a gray area where...
It's the other stuff. Well, I may not want to go into detail with, but let's just say...
I know, you don't want to go into detail after going into like how you're shitting the bed.
Yeah,
and
I'll
like
tell you all day
and...
about shitting, but not... No, I'll talk about any sexcapade or any sexual thing that I've done. I don't care. But no, it's been an interesting year. I've had like I think I might have said last time, like I've dated more and seen more guys like in the past year than I have cumulatively in my entire dating life. So it's been interesting. None of them, you know, none of them anything to speak of.
But are you like too busy? You're trying to get your career going?
No, man. I just can't. No, fuck no. I'll make a relationship a priority. I just can't find someone to connect with. You know, I found someone who I connect with, but you know, like, he's taken. So I can't be with him. But I find it hard to connect with people, and I just can't.
You're
be
not like holding a torch or something, waiting for them to break up or something, are you?
Absolutely not. No, I broke up with him. I can't be with him. I mean, the sex thing, the romantic thing, that is over. We are just friends and that's it. No, I'm looking for like a whole new connection experience, and it's really hard to come by.
So you want that connection.
Totally
it's just
want that connection more than anything.
So that's what you're looking for?
Yeah, man.
Okay, well, 800-893-9562. We have a few more minutes.
Come
you know?
And find me. I'm downtown.
Yeah, come and find her. She's new to the city. Come on, guys. You can show her where...
Seriously.
Take her out on a date, you know. Take her... I mean, we're a few minutes away from the mountains, a few minutes away from the beach, a few minutes away from Mexico, if you want to take her to Mexico and freak her out.
Oh, my God. Yeah, see, I'm sick of hearing all these girls with, oh, he's taking me here, he's taking me there. I meet, like, these fucking losers who can't do anything, but they want to go get a cup of tea. Like, they don't take me anywhere. Yeah. I want somebody to take me somewhere, for Christ's sakes.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Are you materialistic? Like you want them to buy your stuff
no,
all the time?
No, not at all. I'm very easy to please. I am so easy to please. Look in my eyes, put your hand on my face, tell me I'm pretty, and then like maybe let's go away for the weekend and I am super happy. Like I don't need things. I can buy myself things. I have money.
Right.
I just want a little romance and to be appreciated.
Yeah. That's what everybody wants.
Not
everybody
easy.
Wants to be appreciated.
Yeah.
And that is really easy to do if you, I mean, you appreciate somebody and then they enjoy you.
Yeah, totally. And I am reciprocal. I love giving compliments to guys and like telling them, you know, giving them credit and all kinds of stuff. Like I'm awesome. I'm an awesome girl to get involved with. I really am.
Is there anybody that you're kind of fending off that you're not interested in and you're just kind of like...
There's like guys on OkCupid that want to take me out. And I'm
you do that shit?
Not really. I just have a profile on there, but I don't really do it. Because after the last guy, the German that I was dating for 4 months,
You found him off of that?
I met him through there. And he turned out to be like this crazy serial dater who was just like fucking everybody in town. And
I never hear of anybody that says, hey, you know what? I tried out one of those online dating things and it worked perfect.
I know.
It's
terrible.
Only on fucking commercials where there's fake actors acting like that. It really works.
Yeah, it's a bunch of bullshit. You can't meet somebody that way. I mean, you're just not.
That's weird. You got to actually like meet them in person, right?
Yeah, except I did meet my last boyfriend on a website.
Uh-huh.
And we lasted for 7 years and, you know, so you can't, you can't
Well,
say
how
no.
good was it for the 7 years?
It was probably 4 years too long. I probably should have left after 3 years.
Okay.
And it's probably maybe 4 years too long. Not that that was all bad, but I something was sort of telling me like it's not going to really go anywhere. You should probably go.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me like 4 years to come to that, to have the balls to be able to actually do that. But it was great. I mean, we had a great relationship and I'm glad I met him.
Yeah.
Best person I ever met.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I wish you luck and happiness
in Los Angeles.
And I want to say that you're one of the good foreigners to come to LA.
Wait, what do you call us? You call us something else.
What?
Besides foreigners. Don't you have another word for us?
What do you mean? When you say us, what do you mean?
Foreigners.
Wops? Or
No. People who are not natives to LA.
What would I say? I'm kind of buzzed right now, Jeremy.
Jeremy's not from LA.
What do I say?
Transplants or
transplants?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe you just call me foreigners. Well, I'm glad that you don't find me an annoying, offensive foreigner.
No, see, that's the thing. There are a lot of great people. Like I mean, like my roommates for example. I mean, they moved to LA from Chicago. You know, back like maybe like, you know, 14 years ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I pretty much when our band first started, that's how we met them.
Yeah.
And those are great guys. You know? It's just, I don't know. I just kind of get offended when people come and it's kind of like disrespect a little bit. You know?
It's so hard for me to identify because there's no influx in New Jersey of anyone coming there for anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to say like, oh man, all these dudes trying to drop in on my state and my town. Like there's no such thing. It's just like, oh no, everybody's fleeing New Jersey. No one's coming there and infiltrating anything.
But even when you say that, that sounds like an asshole complaining like, oh man, all these people are coming to my home.
I was kind of doing Point Break there with the surfers. Like, dude, let's try to drop it.
Yeah, and I understand that there is an element of like, you know, that I have a problem myself. You know what I mean? I should be more tolerant.
Yeah, you should.
I speak all of this stuff like I want to get along, but at the same time, I go in these fucking cycles of where everybody gets on my fucking nerves.
I get that, though.
I hate everybody that is just irritating me, getting under my skin. And like, meanwhile, they're just fucking trying to live a life. And I'm the fucking biggest asshole.
You know? Well, at least you realize that. So now you can start there and, you know, work
Thing
forward.
Is, though, like, that can be true in some circumstances. But a lot of the times, I swear to God, I'm not crazy. There are a lot of fucking assholes, disrespectful fucking assholes that make LA look bad. And they're not even fucking from here.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Fucking same phony attitude.
Yeah.
You know, even though it might be, like I said, a defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. So everybody can kind of, from different backgrounds, can kind of like be in the same place. You know? Maybe you got to be phony and like, I don't know. Sometimes I catch myself being phony at work and stuff, you know, whatever. I don't know.
Everybody puts a face on to some degree every day, no matter where you're from. You know, there's assholes everywhere.
Well, Rachel, I really want to continue this conversation, but we are out of time on the More Music Radio Pod. I want to thank you very much and tell you that I really appreciate you coming down on the show. I'm a fan of yours.
Thank you.
I think it's cool that we can talk about Howard Stern, and I love having you here. Please come back very soon.
Thank you for having me. I love it.
Where can we see you? What's going on with you?
Well, let's see. You can follow me on Twitter, Rachel A. Butera. I am doing a podcast, Rachel Profiling, next Tuesday at I don't even know what it is. It's called, it's like not Tradio, but it's like T Radio V, like TV and radio.
Oh, T Radio V?
You know that? Yeah.
No, I don't.
It's like T Radio V. I don't know. I'm doing it next Tuesday. I'm starting to
Let us know how that goes.
I will. And if you watch the Disney Channel Sunday night, on my like TV premiere, I'm the voice of a parrot on the show Dog with a Blog.
Oh.
So when you see the parrot flying around and talking, it's me.
Holy shit. No. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very
Holy
excited.
Holy shit. All right. So. Well, thanks again for coming to the More Music Radio Pod.
Thank you.
It's been great. Please come back whenever you want. Like I said,
will.
It's an open door for you. And I want to thank Jeremy for running the board. And I also want to acknowledge the bands that we heard tonight. We heard Trembling Hills, Lightning Woodcock, Manhattan Murder Mystery, Bad Town Boys, The Mildreds. All good stuff here. On the More Music Radio Pod. Check us out every Thursday night, skidrowstudios.com. Next week we have Wiz Wars. All right. Later, guys.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.